This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have shifted gears here a little bit, talking some Lions. We'll get back to the Tigers in the 1 o'clock hour, but Lions getting set for this game against Dallas. It's back to work and coming off a bye. So there's a couple things to think about coming off the bye. One is, everybody thinks the same thing, and when they hit the bye week is a great week to get healthy. Bye week is a great week to health up a little bit.
Hopefully.
Brian Branch, Frank Ragnow in particular, I'm talking to you. I guess they're both huge. It's a big part of this is try and get those guys healthy and back on the field. The other thing is, Gator, you were talking before the season about how the margin between the good defenses and the bad defenses in the NFL really isn't that much. It feels like the Lions are much more adept defensively this year, but they've gone from allowing 23.2 points a game last year, which was near the bottom of the NFL, to allowing 20.5 points this year, which is near the top of the NFL. They've gone from like bottom 10 to top 10.
Just a field goal difference.
Yep. And if you are looking for something that could be good for the matchup, a bottom 10 defense this year, in terms of points per games allowed, is the Dallas Cowboys at 24.2 points per game allowed. For context, that's a full point worse than the Lions were last year. And you go, oh, yeah, no, it's not all that much, Doug. No, it's not, but that's what we just said, how close it is from the top defenses to the bottom defenses. When it's all shakes out, it's not that much. So this Lions offense should be able to do some things this coming Sunday against Dallas. Should be able to do some things.
Well, they should be. Look, it's an indoor stadium. So We know that Jared Goff plays much better indoors than he does outdoors. At this point, it's familiar territory. They played there. They know what it's like. Nothing's going to surprise them about this, but health is the key. We talked about it. They didn't have Frank Ragnow, didn't have Brian Branch to play without a bunch of other players. Are they going to be able to come back and play this week? I don't know about Ragnow. You know, partially torn pec. Does that keep you out for a long time?
It sounds like it.
Is it something that he's like, I'm going to play through, I don't care, I can still be effective, I'm not as effective as I normally would be?
He made the comment that he might not even miss a game, and I'm like, are you insane?
That's Frank Ragnow.
Spielman did it back in the day. He played middle linebacker with a torn pec the entire year. It's weird because it's one of those injuries I've read about. The doctors say that you don't necessarily need surgery. TJ Watt had a torn pec last year. He just sat out like 6 to 8 games, let it heal on its own for as best it could, and then played without surgery. Ragnow, according to his coach, tough SOB, and we already all know this. Yeah, he might just sit out that one game, have the bye week, and just tough through it the rest of the year. I mean, but that can't be, that can't be something they want to do.
No, but Frank Ragnow plays through everything. He took last week off. That must have been quite painful for Frank Ragnow to take the week off. I don't know the Lions are going to have to trust the doctors and the staff to determine what's best for Frank Ragnow. Is he going to be hurting himself more potentially if he plays? Is it best that he gets another few weeks of rest? I don't know. But I feel comforted thinking, at least in my mind, that even if he can't, well, the Lions' offense with Jared Goff last week was near perfect. And Jared Goff literally was perfect, 18 for 18. So they can still get it done if Frank's not playing because of what they have depth-wise and being able to slide Glasgow from guard to center. And then let Awosika play the other guard position or whatever they decide to do. Fortunately, they have a running game, which helps offset any kind of issues you have. And, you know, offensive linemen, they like to run block. They like to move forward. They like to attack more so than taking a step back and trying to prevent the pass rush and be, oh, crap, do I have this guy or what am I doing here? It's more straightforward with a running game.
Well, as always, this is an important game because Dallas was expected to be, many people thought they would be, a contender in the NFC. So when you play these kinds of games, it's important to get the tiebreaker over that team. And that would set up Detroit nicely in that regard. And at this point, the team in the NFC that they don't hold the tiebreaker against, Tampa, is the one that's a bit of a bummer. But we're talking about how Dallas and going to Dallas is a house of horrors for Detroit. I mean, Dallas has lost, correct me if I'm wrong, 3 straight home games. Right? They lost their games at home to, who beat them? The Saints did.
They lost to the Saints and the Ravens.
Yep. And they lost last year at home in the playoffs.
To Green Bay.
Right? So somehow, some way, that team, the place that I'm afraid of going, they've lost 3 straight home games.
Well, they gave up 44 points to the Saints.
Yeah.
They gave up 28 to the Ravens, and they gave up a mess load last year to Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay just jumped all over them right away. Boy, that was fun.
Yeah. By the way, Kang, without the Lions on Sunday, I know any family duties, anything that you that made sure you checked a box?
Yeah, the wife really wanted to, this weekend, heading into the weekend, go to the Apple Orchard.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure with the bye week, the nice weather, it was going to be absolutely packed.
It's probably a good week to be in the Apple Orchard business or the cider
absolutely.
Mill business.
Yeah. Pay 7x what it would cost at a grocery store.
Yeah.
but you did get the experience, guys, of being out there and fighting off the bees.
Hey, you don't get that at Meijer.
No, you don't get that at Kroger.
You don't get that authenticity at Meijer.
You get the bees at Plum man. Market? No. Holiday? No. Hollywood? No. Trader Joe's? They get bees at Trader Joe's?
Not like they do at the Orchard.
No?
I saw Penny Sewell posted a picture to social media, like posing with his family, sitting on a bale of hay with a wagon in the background. And I'm just like, he's checking the box too. Every husband knows. All right, Lions game. Take
so
advantage
of it. The kids
it.
Enjoy it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they do. You know, that's why we do it, Gator, you know, to appease everybody else. I mean, if it was up to me, I'm
you'd
not going still, to the Orchard by myself.
You'd still be watching football all day yesterday if it was up to you.
I was up till 1 a.m. watching that game last night, man.
Oof. Of course you were.
I saw Dak Prescott throw 2 interceptions in 2 different days in the same game.
So the Orchard, like the other thing about Apple Orchards, and I noticed this. So, you know, I got up early Saturday morning and walked the University of Washington campus. And it was kind of a classic fall day. I mean, it was Pacific Northwest, but it was...
Well, they have apples in Washington.
They do, but it was a crisp fall day. Sun was out. There were some colors. It's not the same. But I saw 2 different couples with a baby taking pictures around campus. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, it's Christmas card season. When people take their pictures for their Christmas card. Did you do any of that?
No, this is I think it to be determined right now. I don't know if she scheduled something because you got to schedule these things in advance. Like the good photographers are always booked forever. And we've done a lot of these, of course, as a family, the old, you know, seasonal cards. I give you guys cards every year when I get them done.
Oh, yeah.
No card, no picture of your wife holding you in her arms.
She like wishes. Holding you up. She wishes.
Well, if you did check that box and strategically scheduled some family duty for yesterday, 248-539-9797, let us know what it was.
Did you get pumpkins yet?
No.
No. Can I ask you this, though? Because people always talk about how Christmas, you know, the Christmas season starts earlier and somebody's going to start playing Christmas carols and Christmas radio.
Awful, yeah.
There's been Halloween decorations out for weeks. And as far as I know, Halloween still comes at the end of October. There's been no major changes.
Yeah, but dude, there are already Christmas decorations out at the stores to go buy Christmas stuff. It's already out.
Halloween's old and busted.
Halloween is old and busted.
I have not seen Christmas stuff already.
Oh, I've absolutely seen it. Yep.
I know at like the warehouse wholesalers, like go Costco. There, yeah,
absolutely.
Club.
The trees are out already.
I mean, it looks like Christmas.
Yep.
I'm like, did I take a turn to Bronner's? Where'd I go?
Seriously.
All the fall stuff's already on sale.
Yep.
They're already
every Halloween related is already on like half off.
Mm-hmm.
Need a pumpkin send
it's
a
like
candle?
It's like it already happened.
Right. Need a pumpkin send a candle, Doug? Half off. Right.
We're not even at Halloween.
Want a three-wick candle?
You see these new things where people have like giant Halloween decorations coming out of their windows, like there's a monster of great size in their house. This is the new thing, I guess, is like this inflatable massive tail that looks like a dragon's tail coming out of the window of a house that goes down like from an upper level to the ground. Have you seen this?
If I saw it, I'd call the police.
Yeah, there's a dragon in that house, is what you think?
Yeah, I'm worried about that. Well, the Monsters had one.
Did they?
Oh, sorry, that's old.
Yeah. It's quite all right. Okay, we'll get back to the Tigers next. We are hours away from game two of the ALDS with the Cleveland Guardians. We'll get into it straight ahead here on 97.1 The Ticket.